The Q Morning Show. Zayn from One Direction was on the Caller Daddy podcast. Is that one of the
podcasts? Oh, yeah. I saw him on there.
Is that one of the podcasts that you listened to?
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to this episode?
I did not. I saw that he was going to be on this week's, but I haven't gotten a chance to listen.
So Zayn was in an off-again, on-again relationship with Gigi Hadid for years.
I remember that. It ended like 10 years ago-ish.
I think even more recently than that.
Or they were together like 10 years ago.
Their daughter was born in 2020.
Oh, okay.
But listen to what Zayn says about her in this podcast. I didn't like it.
Just to say this on record, I will always love G because she's the reason my child isn't, you know, on this earth. And I have the utmost respect for her. I will always love her. Oh, I don't know if I was ever in love with her.
Ew. I don't like that comment.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to... That feels like a quiet thought that came out. Like, that's one of those things that you keep inside because as a child of divorce, I'm going to tell you right now, his child is going to hear that one day and have some questions.
Yeah, I agree. It seemed like an unnecessary comment. I mean, I'm all for authenticity, but I didn't like that comment at all. They had such a toxic relationship.
I remember that. I didn't follow it much, but I remember that it was just constantly on again and off again and just a mess.
Anyway, happy Valentine's Day, Gigi Hadid.
I'm glad that she found someone who is in love with her. That's a good thing.
Oh, I didn't even know. Has she found love?
I'm pretty sure she's dating somebody currently.
Good for her. All right. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Alex Warren, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. I am struggling to find happy news this morning. We will get into that with good vibes coming up. Not really an update on the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. I know TMZ got another ransom note.
Yeah, yesterday. And it was weird because it was a ransom for information about the kidnapper. Not a ransom note saying, like, give us money, we'll give Nancy back. They're saying, like, give us money, we'll give you information about who took her.
And they keep listing these crypto addresses.
Yeah.
Or Bitcoin or whatever it is. I don't even know if I know exactly what all that is. But what I don't understand is how is that not traceable?
You would think, like, that there would be an IP of some sort that somebody could go back and track on their computer to see who is sending these messages, these ransom notes. You would think.
If I said, okay, Alyssa, I want you to put all this money into my bank account. Here's my bank account information at Huntington. That's pretty easily traceable.
Right.
Why is it not the same thing Bitcoin and crypto?
I don't know, man. But the fact that this keeps, like, give us money, we'll give you information. Give us money, we'll give you your mom. Like, it's just so, like, it's so twisted. I keep just thinking about the fact that we have an 84-year-old woman missing.
The other thing yesterday, actor James Vanderbeek passed away after losing his battle with cancer.
I saw that notification come through yesterday afternoon, and I was just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Probably best known for his role in Dawson's Creek. He was also in Varsity Blues, which was a very inspirational movie to kids my age who played football.
But we go out there and we give it absolutely everything. That's heroic. Let's be heroes.
I used to work on a show with a guy who he would say all the time that his favorite actor of all time was James Vanderbeek. And it was kind of like an inside joke. Like, he wasn't really serious.
Oh, really?
He wasn't.
He was a pretty iconic actor back in the 90s.
He was.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would believe him.
But he would always say, oh, James Vanderbeek is my all-time favorite actor. And, like, I don't think anybody knew it was a joke. Like, we knew it was a joke. And then one time we had the opportunity. I booked James Vanderbeek on the show. And we booked him as a mystery guest.
Oh, my gosh. So your host had no idea.
Right. And so the host had to pick up the phone, and he knew there was a mystery guest on the line. And then the mystery guest started talking. And then the host was trying to guess who it was. He couldn't guess who it was.
Oh, my gosh.
It completely backfired on us.
Oh, man.
James Vanderbeek, the nicest guy. He played along. He went along with it. Like, he was in on the joke.
Uh-huh.
But it was stunning that
he had no idea.
He couldn't recognize James Vanderbeek, his actual voice.
Even though he kept saying he was his favorite actor. I do want to end this with a PSA, though, just as maybe, I guess, not a silver lining, but something to take away from this with James Vanderbeek.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have Crohn's, and I have always known that colorectal cancer is like a very quiet killer. It's very common. It's the third most common cancer, and it's also the third leading cause of cancer death. 1 in 24 people will be diagnosed. So all that to say, if you're over 45 and you have not gotten a colonoscopy, screenings, they are important. Get that done. Get that scheduled.
Well, you'll be happy to know I got mine done a few years ago.
Good. You've got to do another one again in a couple years
So I will go back when...
I'll stay on you about this.
When my primary care physician says it's time.
Yep.
All right. Anybody got some good news?
Yeah, we need some good vibes going.
Good vibes coming up next. The Q Morning Show. Megan is listening to us. Megan's in Elyria and is driving around right now, about to get to work. Megan, good morning.
Good morning, Bill and Alyssa.
We hear you have good vibes to share with us.
I have the best vibes. I am turning 39 years old on Valentine's Day. We call it my Valenbirthtine Day.
I love that.
So my husband and I are flying out for Vegas tomorrow. It's our first time going to Vegas. So we're going to stay at the Paris. We're going to hit the casinos. We've got amazing dinner reservations. And I think we're going to go catch a show at the Sphere. So we're either going to see The Wizard of Oz or possibly Backstreet Boys.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
So was this your idea, the Vegas trip, or did your husband surprise you with this? Was it a mutual thing?
Well, he is an amazing man. We are madly in love still after 16 years, but he was all on board when I said, we got to get out of Cleveland. I need some warm weather.
Oh.
I need some Vegas Valen birthday.
Yes. Like, give me all of the good luck. Give me all of the love. And so we're going to go. It's supposed to be like 68 degrees, 67, sunny. So I will try to bring some back with me when I come back to Cleveland.
Yes, please. And it's just you two going?
We're going to go with my cousin and her husband as well.
Okay, but no kids.
No kids. My amazing mother-in-law is going to come up from Columbus. Gigi's going to have the kids. I'm sure they'll get into a bunch of fun stuff, but we are very excited.
All right, enjoy it, Megan. We're all jealous of you.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Well, I hope you guys have a lovely, lovely Valentine's Day. You guys do amazing work. I listen every morning, and you get my day started on the right foot. So I'm sending you all my love this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. It's mutual. Happy early birthday to you. Have an amazing time in Vegas, you and your husband and the cousins and everybody.
Soak up all that
happy
nice
Valentine's
weather.
Day.
You too.
Thank you.
Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you on Q104. So I've been with my wife, Paula, since 2001. So we've been together for over 20 years. This year we'll be celebrating our 19th wedding anniversary.
And it's 25 years that you've been together then. If you've been together since you said 2001?
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
I couldn't do the math, but yeah. And I get this comment all the time. Well, not all the time, but occasionally. It's like, you guys don't celebrate Valentine's Day? You don't get your wife anything on Valentine's Day, and we haven't for years, and she doesn't get me anything either. And it's like, no, it's no big deal. It's like our big day is our anniversary.
Yeah.
Our wedding anniversary.
Hot take, I think that if people do go above and beyond for Valentine's Day, if you do get, you know, the dozen roses, the box of chocolates, the works, I don't know, I might question your relationship at that point. How secure is it?
I don't really do anything that I do try to get things for her from the boys, because I
think that's different.
They don't have regular jobs. They don't have money. They don't have a steady income. So I will go out and I'll get things for them, and then I'll force them to sign the card and things like that. So I went out last night and I picked up cards. I picked up some candy. I'm not going to tell you where I went, but I didn't get, you know, it's not gas station candy.
Yeah. Like you went to like a grocery store.
No.
Okay.
I didn't go to a grocery store.
Never mind. I'm not going to try to guess where you went then, but you got some stuff.
All things combined, cards, candy, over $60.
Yeah, that checks out.
I spent over $60 just on cards and candy. That's it.
Yeah, that sounds correct.
I didn't get a gift. I didn't get flowers. How much do flowers cost these days? I don't even want to look into it.
Oh, my God.
Like to get a dozen roses?
I have no idea. I saw an article yesterday. Man, I wish I had saved it. Oh, here it is. The cost of a dozen roses, like, per state.
Like, on average?
On average, it was over
$80. $80 for a dozen?
A dozen.
And that's if you want to get a nice bouquet?
Yeah, that was, again, the middle range, okay? Because they ranged all the way from, like, $72 up to $113 for a dozen roses across the country.
That's when you got to go get the gas station roses.
Yeah, that's when you just got to, or just go pick them yourself.
Find the guy that's standing on the side of the road, and he's got some flowers that he's selling. Oh, my gosh. Valentine's Day is expensive.
It's so expensive.
And that's why we don't celebrate. I think that's the reason. I just forgot.
I think Paula would be upset if you spent any more than that, honestly.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. It's Valentine's week on our show. We have a couple. They are each other's Valentines. However, they might not be celebrating out in public on Saturday night. Why is that? Let's bring in Jordan to find out. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Who is your boyfriend?
So my boyfriend's name is Todd, and we've been dating for almost about a year now. And this is our first Valentine's Day together.
Aww.
So, yeah, no, he's just like the best guy. And all I really want is to go out to a really nice dinner with him. We don't really go out and, you know, celebrate often. Mm-hmm. But I want to go out with my guy. I want to get dressed up. And he is just, he is literally refusing, actually. He will not go out with me. And
what?
So, I mean, just like to put it plainly, there's a bit of an age gap between the two of us, which is why he doesn't want to go out.
Oh.
Okay. Hmm.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of an age gap are we talking here?
I mean, here's the thing. It doesn't matter to me, but I am 26 and he is in his 50s.
Okay.
And so he's nervous that people will stare at us or people will, you know, make assumptions or whatever. And I just like really, I don't care about that. I love him. And I want to go to, I should be able to go to dinner with my boyfriend. So
wow, you said love.
Yeah.
This is your first Valentine's Day together, and you're already saying the L word.
When you know, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we've been together for a year, and, you know, I understand that it's, like, not your typical relationship. But, I mean, I know that there are complications with that, and people are going to stare. I wouldn't be with him if I didn't love him. I want to go out with him, and I want to be seen with him. He's amazing.
Okay. Todd, your boyfriend, is here. We had to do a lot of pleading to get Todd to come on this show.
Yeah, so a lot of convincing.
Nobody say anything to make Todd mad. We'll bring him in and continue this. Hash it out on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, we're in the middle of Hash It Out. We heard from Jordan. Jordan is about to celebrate her first Valentine's Day with a guy who she says, I love him. That's Todd. Todd, however, does not want to go out in public this weekend. And there's a reason why. And it's because there's an age gap between them.
And he's concerned that they'll get some weird stares from people at restaurants and whatever.
Jordan is in her mid-20s. I believe that Todd is at least older than me. Is Todd older than me? He's in his upper 50s?
Yes.
Okay. Todd, thank you for agreeing to come on our show to explain why you don't want to go out in public to celebrate with Jordan this weekend. What's going on?
It's not that I don't want to go out in public with her. I've been out in public with her. I'm just saying, can we do like February 15th, February 16th, not like on the most crowded day in the restaurants where they're just so packed that I know we're just going to get judgment from other people. I know we're going to get side eyes from other people. I see it all the time anyway. And I want us to have a nice night. If we're going to go out, I want it to be a nice night where I'm not having to worry about that.
Okay, but here's the thing. We're going to get side eyes on February 15th, Todd, and I don't understand what the difference in the days are. Like, if it's important to me, why should that matter?
Because, look, part of what I love about Jordan is she goes through the world like, you know, it's unicorns and butterflies. I can be a bit of a grouch at times. And she, like, everything is all perfect and lovely. But I just know, especially on Valentine's Day, there's a pressure. If you're out on Valentine's Day, you're there because of love. There's some great romance going on.
And well, you guys are in love, right?
Yeah. What's the issue here?
Yes, but on... If you're just out at a restaurant on a night that's not Valentine's Day, people don't look at you as much. They don't care. They don't think about it as much. But if you're there on Valentine's Day, they know you're lovers. And I just know that they're going to look at me like I'm her dad or something, and they're going to freak out.
You are more concerned with the people looking at us than making me happy and sitting at a table with me.
Honey, it's not their perception of you I'm worried about. It's their perception of me. I don't want to have someone come off and haul me off to jail or something.
Well, that can't happen.
That's literally not going to happen, Todd. Like, we're not doing anything wrong.
I mean, Todd, she is an adult.
All right, let's hash this out. Alyssa, where do you stand on this right now?
Oh, man, I just... Todd, it's okay. It's going to be all right. You can go to dinner with her. Bill,
yeah.
What do you think? Because, like, I'm really feeling for Todd and Jordan in this situation because I see both sides, but, like... Do you get what Todd is saying here?
I do understand what he's saying. And here's what I keep coming back to. It's just a generic piece of advice that someone gave me a long time ago. And it's, if you have to keep something secret, is it really worth doing?
Mm. Yeah. Wow. That's some food for thought.
216-474-0104. Jordan and Todd, they were supposed to go out to eat and celebrate Valentine's Day together on Saturday night. They are in love. They are a couple. However, there's an age gap between the two of them. Todd is not comfortable going out in public right now with Jordan. Is that a problem in their relationship? 216-474-0104. Let's hash it out. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. We're in the middle of Hash It Out this morning, talking to Jordan and Todd. So they have been in a relationship. She said a year. It can't be a year.
When we were talking to her off air, she had mentioned that like they're coming up on a year. I don't know when they started dating, but almost a year they've been together. But this is their first Valentine's Day officially together.
And they are in a relationship. They have said the L word to each other.
Mm-hmm.
There is an age gap, however, between the two of them. Jordan is in her mid-20s or early?
She's at 26, and Todd is in his 50s.
And so since it's their first Valentine's Day, Jordan just assumed that they're going to go out and celebrate this weekend. And Todd's like, no, we're not. We're not going out in public looking like a couple, especially because of this age difference between us.
Mm-hmm.
Todd's very afraid of the side eye he's going to get.
He doesn't want judgment from all the other couples in the restaurants. And he's saying, like, hey, we can go out for Valentine's Day, like, the day after. He just doesn't want to go out when it's, like, the day of love.
He's projecting a lot.
He is. Here. He is.
Because there's no guarantee that's even going to happen if they go out in public. Like, I don't really care about who else is dining in the restaurant when I'm out.
It sounds like it's happened to them before, though. So, I don't know.
Dee in Westlake, what do you think?
Well, I think that it'll never work. And he's so worried about what other people think in the restaurant. People are into their own relationship. They're not worried about him and her. And, I mean, what about, do they ever go out with friends this whole time that they've been dating or go around other people? It's not going to work if they're not going to even be able to be, like, right out in public and have their people know about their relationship. She better just think twice about this and get out of this situation.
Get out of the relationship entirely.
I do like what Dee said, though, that, you know, I think sometimes we all get wrapped up in what other people are going to think of us.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think about, like, I'm going out to dinner with my husband on Saturday night, I do not care who else I see in there. I'm only focused on going to get dinner with him. I don't care who else is there.
Teresa in Talmadge, good morning.
Hey.
What do you think about Jordan and Todd's situation here?
So... I see both sides of it. Like, she's young. She wants to go out for Valentine's Day. It's like a big day. You know, I totally get that. But just as important as it is to her that she gets to go out and have that, she's not taking in consideration that it's important to Todd how he feels.
Mm.
And he's trying to communicate that. There's nothing wrong with going out the day after. There's nothing wrong with, hey, maybe staying in and letting him cook for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. They could still have a very nice Valentine's Day without going out. I think that it's kind of just a bigger issue, like, underlying.
It is a bigger issue, and it's one that I don't think that I understand. Like, Todd says that he is in love with Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So is he only thinking about himself and how other people view him? That's the part I don't understand. I also want to talk to Jennifer, who is in the same situation, however, in reverse.
Oh, perfect.
Jennifer is dating a younger man. We're going to talk to her in less than 3 minutes. Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. Let's bring in Jennifer in Lorain.
Yeah, I want to talk to Jennifer because she's in the same situation as Todd and Jordan, but
Pow.
Reversed.
Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
So how old are you?
I am 51.
And how old is your SO?
35.
Okay. Okay, and how long have you guys been together?
6 years.
You said six?
Yes.
Okay.
Has this been an issue in your relationship, the age difference?
Yes, it was for me. So, I mean, I feel for Todd, but unless you get over it, it's not going to work. It was hard. I was scared to meet his family. It was,
Did you feel like Todd did, like, when you went out in public with your boyfriend, you felt like you were getting stares, you were getting looks, you were being judged?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, like, how did you, I know you said that was hard to get past, but do you have any advice for Todd of how to work past it?
If you love her, just breathe. It doesn't matter. Life's too damn short. I mean, it works. Age is, he used to tell me all the time, age is just a number. It's just a number. And it took a while for that to sink in. But he's been here. We have 7 grandchildren, and 3 of which have been born in the time period of our relationship. And he's grandpa. I mean.
He's a grandpa at 35?
Yes, he is.
Hey, you know what? There's no manual on how you're supposed to do this thing called life.
Really
and
not.
When it's love, it's love.
Right. Absolutely. Like, you know, if you would have asked me at 30 years old if I thought I was going to be dating a man that was, you know.
Right.
No way. That he's a couple years older than my oldest child.
But people walk into your life and when you know, you know.
Right. And, you know, with me and him being mom and dad and our blended family, we have 6 kids, 7 grandkids, and it just works. You know, Christmas time, we all get together. There's 18 of us in the house. And
thank you, Jennifer, for listening to us and for calling in with your advice this morning for Jordan and Todd. All right. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. That's what I like. I mean, the real life experience.
Yeah.
The advice that I give for Jordan and Todd isn't going to be as good as Jennifer's.
Somebody who's doing it. Somebody who's living it right now.
I wish we had more time to spend on this.
I know.
People also seem to like this trivia game that we play. So let's do that right now. Caller 14, 216-474-0104. You versus Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. We have more tickets to see Primary Trust at the Cleveland Playhouse. It is showing right now. Caller 14 will play Alyssa's College of Knowledge in about 10 minutes.
I've been calling like all week to try to get on.
Thank you, Lainey. I appreciate your persistence. And it paid off because you are in the hot seat to play Alyssa in this 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm nervous, but I'm ready. I'm excited.
All right. Well, yeah, I wish I could hold your hand through this, but it's really difficult to do. Lainey, here are the rules quickly. All you have to do is answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, who, by the way, is not in the room right now. She is in the next room, so she will not hear your answers. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Question number one. What is the name of the oldest Kardashian sister?
Kourtney.
Question two. It's chopped avocado with onions, tomatoes, chili, and seasonings.
Guacamole.
Question three. If someone tricks you into seeing or hearing the song Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, what just happened to you?
You got Rickrolled.
Question four. There are more or less than 204 bones in the human body?
More.
Final question. True or false? A cymbal is a percussion instrument.
True.
Lainey.
Yes.
I don't know why you were nervous. Do you know what you just did?
I got 5 for 5.
You sure did.
Woohoo!
Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. She has to be perfect today. Alyssa's College of Knowledge next on the Q Morning Show. Welcome back. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Lainey in Kent is playing today. Alyssa?
Good morning, Lainey.
Good morning.
Lainey, who lives in the city where I spent 5 years of the best years of my life.
Me too.
You were there for 5 years at Kent State?
I was. I graduated in 4, but you couldn't get me out of there. Didn't want to leave.
Lainey did terrific today. It's her first time playing, and she just went 5 for 5.
Nice.
Woo! Thank you.
Good work.
So, Alyssa, I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions. I am not going to tell you the answers. I'm not going to score you. We'll find out who wins at the end. Question number 1. What is the name of the oldest Kardashian sister?
Courtney.
It's chopped avocado with onions, tomatoes, chili, and seasonings.
Guac.
Question 3. If someone tricks you into seeing or hearing the song Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, what just happened to you?
You got Rickrolled.
Question 4. There are more or less than 204 bones in the human body.
More.
Final question. True or false? A cymbal is a percussion instrument.
True.
No.
I know. I'm really upset about it, too.
Did
Lainey.
I do it? Did I go 5 for 5, too?
You really did. Yeah. It's so annoying. I can't tell you how much I was rooting for Lainey.
Yeah, come on.
I won't lie. I thought you might have had me with the bones question. I was unsure on that one.
Yeah, there's 206 bones in the human body.
Good work, though, Lainey. Good job.
Thank you.
I'm so bummed out. Lainey's playing for the first time, and then you go ahead and tire.
Do I still have to say I flunked out then?
No, you don't.
That's good.
Thanks for playing, and we hope you'll try again some other day.
Yes, thank you for having me. My name is Lainey, and I just aced Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Olivia Dean, man I need. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Jen in Painesville is on with us. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
Jen, what's going on?
You shared a show called Shrinking, and I started watching it, and I absolutely love the show. So I just wanted to thank you. It is such a feel-good show. Cry, laugh, all of it.
Right?
It is so good.
Oh, Bill's face just lit up. You just made his day.
Well, first of all, no one ever calls up to thank me about the shows that I recommend. I feel like it should happen more often.
It is a great show. I'm on season 2.
Okay, so there's 3 seasons. Season 3 just dropped within the past couple of weeks. And they're doing the thing where they're only releasing 1 episode a week.
Aww.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, by the time you get there, you might have a whole bunch of season 3 episodes to consume. But yeah, oh, you're watching season 2. I'm trying to think, what season do I like more? Season 1 or season 2? I don't know. But in a nutshell, Jason Segel, Harrison Ford, a bunch of other actors that you're going to recognize. It's put together by the same people that brought you Ted Lasso and Scrubs. And it's just a whole bunch of feel-good storylines.
Mm-hmm.
And people who care for each other and they take care of each other. It's wonderful to watch, isn't it?
It really is. Thank you so much again.
Thank you for saying thank you.
Okay, you don't got to feed his ego too much. You got to stop thanking him now.
I'm not going to recommend bad shows around here. Like, if I recommend something, it's going to be powerful. It's going to mean something.
Well, keep coming with the recommendations. We like them.
Thank you, Jen. Glad you're enjoying the show. And thank you for listening to our show as well.
I listen to you guys every day. I hope you guys have a great day.
Shrinking is on Apple TV Plus, by the way.
I still got to start it.
You do?
I do. I'm going to watch. You have me convinced. I just got to do it.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Morgan Wallen, I'm the problem. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Were you just asking me if I still wear clothes that are over 30 years old?
Well, yeah, my mom still has clothes from high school, and she graduated in 87.
And she still wears them?
Yeah.
Having clothes, I think, is different than wearing them, don't you think?
I mean, it's not like she wears them every day, but she's got a couple sweatshirts, you know.
What brought all this up?
So I was going through and getting rid of some stuff, like doing some spring cleaning recently, going through my closet. I do it like twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across something that I've had since high school that I haven't worn for a while now, other than to bed. But I think it's time. I think it's time to throw them away. And I'm having a hard time with it because I've had these since, 2008, 2009. No sentimental value, really. But I'm just like, wow, these have been with me a long time and got to retire them. Sophie shorts.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I was going to say, I'm sure you don't know what I'm talking about. Sophie shorts are
Googling
like
Sophie shorts.
Sophie, S-O-F-F-E. They're like cheerleading shorts.
Spelled it wrong.
That we all wore circa like the 2010s. If you graduated high school, I would say probably between like 2007 to like 2013. There's a good chance you bopped around in these Sophie shorts.
Okay.
Maybe even got in trouble for wearing them to school because I definitely did. You would roll them once, and then if you were feeling daring, you'd roll them up again to try to make them even shorter. But I've had like three pairs of these that I've been holding on to since cheerleading in high school. And the elastic is all worn out, and it's time for me to get rid of them.
Okay. And you're saying get rid of them as opposed to just saving them.
No, they got to go. They got to go. I have other things from high school that I am holding on to and saving.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I'm actually about to post a picture of these checkered Vans. You take a look at these things. I've had these since seventh grade, and I still have them. They could walk on their own.
How do they smell?
I don't know. I'm not brave enough to smell them. But the last time that I wore them was to a concert, and I was concerned that they were not going to make it through. I thought I was going to walk out of that concert shoeless, because that's how old and beat these shoes are. So I'm just wondering, is anybody else holding on to something that it's time to get rid of? Like, you definitely shouldn't have anymore. Something from high school. Or maybe you don't want to get rid of it at all. Maybe you still love it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about people that hold on to clothing because they have sentimental value. I have a couple items that I can share with you. 216-474-0104. And if we ask you, what year did you graduate high school? And you say 2022. I don't think that applies.
I don't think you're eligible for this. Yeah. If that's when you graduated.
Those clothes should probably still be in your rotation. I think that's fine.
I would hope so.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Oh my gosh. The phone's bloating. Where do we go first? Let's start with Chelsea in Westlake. Chelsea, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What year did you graduate high school, Chelsea?
I graduated in 2012.
Okay, so the question is, do you still wear any of your clothes that you wore in high school?
Yeah, I do, actually. I couldn't get rid of them, so I have a lot of t-shirts and hoodies, mostly.
Letting go is hard. I have the same issue, especially with hoodies and t-shirts. Those are the most difficult for me.
We're talking about clothing from the 2009 through 2012 era here. I mean, those t-shirts still hold up?
I mean, it's only 13 years.
Yeah, but they go through the wash so many times.
Yeah, they're more just sentimental to me.
Okay, so t-shirts, hoodies.
Yeah, and then I do have one piece of clothing that I have always loved. And the best thing is that they're actually back in style now.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, so I have some yoga pants. We're talking like Victoria's Secret with the fold over.
Oh, yeah, with like the writing on the butt.
Yes.
Classic.
Yeah.
Back when they were called yoga pants, too, and not leggings.
Right. Actually, I was just at grocery store the other day, and there was a teenage girl that came up to me. She was, I don't know, maybe like 16, 17. And she was like, oh, my goodness, where did you get your pants? And I mean, I was just like, you probably weren't even born when I was
a girl. Yeah, like I got these pre your existence.
Right.
And yoga pants, they always fit, right?
They are stretchy.
No matter what year you put them on.
That's the glory of them.
Your favorite jeans from high school, you're probably not putting those back on.
I'd rather not.
Exactly, yeah. They're perfect.
Let's see, Haley in Grafton. Haley, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you still wearing from high school?
Oh, well, I wish I could still wear them. I was holding on to try and fit back into them, but they are a green plaid pair, like neon green plaid pair pants.
Those sound cool.
There was purple in them and pink and black, and I thought they were neat. Everyone wanted me to throw them out. I've been holding on to them since 2000 to 2004 when I was in high school.
Very nice. Will they ever make an appearance again?
Probably not. That's going to be a lot of pant sizes to drop.
Still, though, you don't want to throw them away.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I've honestly thought about turning them into like a sentimental teddy bear.
Do you have any like daughters that might be able to? You might be able to pass them down to?
Gosh, no. I have five boys.
Man.
Haley, thank you for listening to us. 216-474-0104. There's more calls on hold. We'll get to them after Taylor Swift. Q104, this is fun. Alyssa came across some old clothes that she used to wear in high school. She's wondering what to do with them. Do I throw these away? Do I keep wearing them?
I'm not wondering. They've got to go. Okay, they're Sophie shorts. They're like the old cheerleading shorts. The elastic is shot. They got to go.
Just wondering, though, do you have something from high school that you... Why do you have it? Do you want to wear it again someday? Do you keep it for sentimental value? Courtney in Wellington, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you still have from high school?
I still have all of my prom dresses.
Oh, yes. Classic, because what are you supposed to do with those?
Right. You feel bad getting rid of them, but at the same time, I'm never going to wear those again.
Right.
Circa what year are we talking here?
Well, I graduated in 2011, but I have them from my sophomore, junior, and senior year.
I'm going to guess we have at least one neon in there, maybe an animal print.
You spot on for both of those.
Yes!
I hear all the time about how people donate their prom dresses, though. Do you think that these would be out of style, though, that nobody would want these?
I don't know. They might come back around. I don't know. It might be tough because it's a neon green, and then there's a hot pink cheetah print, zebra print one.
I think you should definitely look into donating them. I mean, there's always somebody. There's always a family or a girl in high school who's looking for a prom dress.
Yeah, we really should talk about this like when spring gets closer, because I've come across a couple locally that you can donate dresses and makeup and stuff. But I totally understand, because the prom dress trends, Bill, I don't think you would know this, but they change drastically year over year.
Well, I at least know that. Terry in South Euclid, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you still have from high school? Do you still wear it?
Yeah. Okay. So back and forth and back and forth. Could wear, couldn't wear, lost weight, gained weight. Anyway, long story short, I am still can wear my tan fringe jacket that I wore when I was a senior in high school.
And you still wear it?
That sounds cool.
I can still wear it, and I can go anywhere country and fit right in.
That sounds like a cool... honestly, if you're ever willing to part with that jacket, give us a call. I will take it off your hands.
Oh, I don't think I ever will, because I got in an accident with that once and had a bloody nose and had to take it to a cleaner to get the blood stains out of it, you know?
Oh, so it's got memories.
And what year did you graduate high school?
Okay, so this is the best. Are you ready? 1970.
Whoa!
Oh, so this should be in the Smithsonian.
I know,
this
right?
This jacket, right. It's a historical relic.
This is true vintage right here.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Alyssa is in the next room. Lori from Lyndhurst is here because she's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
So I have your five questions right here. I'm going to ask you these questions. After we're through, we'll invite Alyssa back in the studio to answer the same five questions. Whoever answers the most questions correctly will win the game. Question number one, Lori. Pampers are the best-selling item of what product?
Diapers.
Question two, what artist just announced a 30-date residency at Madison Square Garden this year?
Ooh, I have no idea. Let's hope it's Bad Bunny.
Question three, don't mistreat animals ever, because this organization may come after you.
PETA.
Question four, who is featured on the $10 bill?
Ooh, no idea. Jefferson.
Final question. You've heard of the Golden Globes, the Emmys, the Oscars, but what is the name of the award show for Broadway theater?
I don't even know. The Fancies.
Ooh, the Fancies sound nice. Got to get really dressed up for that, I would imagine.
Exactly.
All right, let me count you up here, Lori. I have you down with 2 out of 5.
It's not great.
But will it be enough to beat Alyssa? It might. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next on the Q Morning Show. Okay, Alyssa, she is back in the studio. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa, you're playing against Lori in Lyndhurst.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
So Lori just went 2 for 5.
Okay.
Perhaps there's some difficult questions in here today, but you do need 2 of them to tie Lori. Any more than that, you're going to win the game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. Pampers are the best-selling item of what product?
Diapers.
What artist just announced a 30-date residency at Madison Square Garden this year?
Harry Styles.
And there we have a tie. Question 3 today. Don't mistreat animals ever, because this organization may come after you.
PETA.
Question 4. Who is featured on the $10 bill?
Oh, man, the presidents get me every time. Jefferson?
Not even a president.
Yeah.
Alexander Hamilton.
You definitely asked me this question before, too, and I missed it then, and I missed it now.
I don't know. I think I've asked this question 3 times.
I also said Jefferson. So.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, I feel so much better. Thank you. Thank you, Lori.
Yes.
Final question. You've heard of the Golden Globes, the Emmys, the Oscars, but what is the name of the award show for Broadway theater?
I don't know.
That is the Tonys.
Oh, yes. The Tonys.
So we did have some tough questions in there, but Alyssa just got 1 more correct than Lori. Alyssa wins 3-2.
Good game, Lori.
Great job.
Those were tough. Those were hard today.
Thank you, Lori. Was that your first time playing?
It was.
Please try again another day.
I will. Thank you. My name is Lori, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.